I rode into town today. In my mind, I said, Lord, I'd love to stay. Something in me said, oh, move on. Don't know what it is, but good Lord, bred it in my bones. This old man riding, she's getting kind of tired. But in my heart, she knows there's this one desire. She's gonna take me to the end of our road. Then she lay down and died, and I say, God rest your soul. And I'm searching for a rainbow. And if the wind never showed me where to go,
it's yet another Visigoth's Clubhouse, you lucky people, you. It is midnight, and it's raining. A good night for an exorcism. And I'm in my clubhouse, which is really a treehouse. You know, on the second floor in a three-sided sun porch with a big old maple tree wrapped around half of it. So I've told the birds to knock it off for the rest of the night, and we're going to go searching for a rainbow, as our introductory song so cleverly laid out. And what I'm going to ask you is this. What do you think Roy G. Biv has to do, what's the relationship there, with a rainbow? And we'll go to our next song, and by that time that the song is over, you will have cheated, and you will have looked on the internet, and you will have the answer. But until then, let's go to our first of about 12 songs. See you after this.
Hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think you're gonna be
From the summer of 1966, Red Rubber Ball, performed by The Circle, a bunch of college kids at that time, and you talk about being in the right place at the right time. They were given a song by Paul Simon, and then they turned out to be a warm-up for him and Garfunkel on a tour in 1966. So can you imagine? These guys who really nobody knew wind up getting a song written by Simon, which spent a single week at number two. And let's see, that's about it. They never got any higher than number two. But then the tour with Simon, not too shabby. At that time, Paperback Writer had more or less taken hold of the number one spot and would not let go. And this is the second time that songs written by Lennon and McCartney and by Paul Simon were both one and two, respectively. And I don't know what the other ones are. All right, now, you probably have looked up what Roy G. Biv is. And it's a mnemonic device used to recall the seven colors of the rainbow or of the spectrum. And it's a mnemonic device because Roy stands for red, orange, yellow. The B for blue, I'm sorry, the G for green, Roy G. The B for blue, the I for indigo, and the V for violet. And for the life of me, I'll never really know the difference between indigo and violet. So there it is. So we've just done red, get it? Red Rubber Ball, that's the R in red. And can you guess where we're going to go next? Right, it's orange. And I wonder if you remember this song, sports fans. From a group that was known as the Cincinnati Underground, but that is not the name of the group when it finally went top 10. More about that later.
If you're looking for sunshine fun, with me, I can give you some. We'll climb a rainbow ladder to the sky, just you and I. We will fly to a yellow ball of butter, where the clouds are as fluffy as a parachute sail. In the jelly jungle of orange marmalade, there are
Jelly Jungle of Orange Marmalade from 1968. And they were a pretty decent rock and roll band, not that I knew about them before they went top 40. But they were told, more or less, this is what you're going to do, and they really didn't want to. But they played along, literally, and they did pretty well. This was a time when, you know, the psychedelic stuff was starting to seep into music. But more accurately, this kind of song was called Bubblegum, which is a music movement at that time, with all the pretty colors. So that was the Lemon Pipers. They had another hit after that called Rice is Nice. That was another one. And I'm sure I'm going to forget one or two more, which is probably good. So again, for the orange, we had Jelly Jungle of Orange Marmalade. Before that, we heard Red Rubber Ball. So now we're going to go to yellow. And this song, You Could Not Escape, in the early fall of 1966.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. Mama just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A 14's mad about me.
Entry for the color yellow, Yellow Mellow by Donovan. Again, released, it was either late summer, whatever, early fall of 1966. And this is my first year in senior high school. And setting the radio alarm clock And invariably, every morning, like the movie Groundhog Day, this song would come on, and it really wasn't offensive. It was kind of goofy, and it was easy to take as you were trying to wipe the sleep from your eyes. And, of course, Donovan was on a roll for the next couple of years. That reached number 2 on the Billboard Top 100. And he did admit that the term electrical, was it electrical banana, did in fact refer to a vibrator. Now, I had no idea what electrical banana meant, and I had no idea what a vibrator was at that time, so the joke was on me. All right, we're going to move right along to the next song, which is representative of the color green. In the summer of 1969, Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival, a group you could have sworn was from New Orleans, singing all about bayous and spooky stuff and things that go bump in the southern night. But they were a bunch of California boys. Their star didn't last that long, didn't shine that brightly. But their music seems to have stayed forever because it really was like none other before it, and really nobody's done that after. And had a niche all for themselves. So their heyday was pretty much from 69 to 72 when the group broke up in a famously acrimonious way. And I think those reverberations last to this very time. Okay. CCR, Green River, and now we move on to the color blue. And this song has a really interesting history that has popped up elsewhere in my endeavors to enlighten people about the way things really are. The truth, you know what I mean, by my videos. So let's go on to the next one from Michael Nesmith, but not with the Monkees. There was another group outside the Monkees, and you're going to listen to them right now. Thank you. from Michael Nesmith with the First National Band. This song was released in 1970, re-released for some reason in 1993. And I'm thinking I heard this originally in a movie. I'm not sure. Ah, boy, I can't remember. I think it was one of the cats from the Talking Heads about Texas. Something like that. Anyway. This song, as I said, has an interesting history. I think Jeanette MacDonald was the first person to sing it, like in 1930 B.C. And it was written by Robin Whiting and Harling. Composer Alexander Courage, who did the music for Star Trek, ripped a riff of this off. And you can hear it in that theme song, of course, the famous theme song from the first Star Trek. And one time when I was perusing some video, I came upon one of those Pathé News reel things from 40-something, where Rockefeller had, successfully campaigned for the UN to be brought to the United States. And not only that, but on his property on Manhattan's East Side. And there was a riff of that in there. So, I mean, you can understand this, okay, right? Beyond the blue horizon, you know, a brand new day is coming, the UN and all that other good stuff, which we're not doing that here. So anyway, from the 1930s to the 90s, Nesmith kind of showing his Texas roots, a little pedal steel going on there, Beyond the Blue Horizon. So that takes care of blue. Now look, no, there are no songs with Indigo in it. I don't know. Or maybe I don't think so. But what we're going to do is we're going to swap out Indigo for Purple. And that wasn't so much of a problem, but this one comes from quite some time ago. Not that it's any wonder, I'm stuck in the 60s and 70s and 60s and 70s and 60s and 70s. And here we go.
Once again, I hold you tight.
So pinch hitting for the color indigo is the color purple. And that was the When the Deep Purple Falls, another 30s composition covered by about a million people. And this one came from the brother-sister act, Nino Tempo and April Stevens. The duo took it to number one in what would become the infamous month of November 1963. Now we're going to go on to Violet. And I'm not doing Violet by Hole. No. And this one's kind of screwy, but Elvis does it, so what do you think?
Gentleman's songsters off on a spree, doomed from here to eternity. Lord, have mercy on such as we. Underneath the foliage in its bowers set, loveliest of the flowers of spring, blooms the violet.
Violet, violet, flower of NYU.
We will ever sing thy praise, to thee we'll ever be true.
We'll be true.
Yeah, sorry about that. Who do you think I think I am? Violet, now, this is crazy, I know. This was NYU's, New York University's theme song. And I felt bad for these guys. I played against them in the late 60s, early 70s in college. I mean, how would you like to have your team nicknamed the Violets? Anyway, I guess the music is ripped from an old American Civil War song, Aura Lee. I mean, it sounds like the Whiffenpuff song, right? And this was done in the movie, The Trouble with Girls. So isn't that worth watching that movie just to see Elvis knock out that baby? It was recorded in 68 for that 69 film. Elvis fans might find the tune a little familiar because he did it, I think he adapted it for Love Me Tender. Again, off the original music of Aura Lee. I believe that's correct, 1956. I can't read that fast. So where are we now? Well, we're done with the original seven colors. So we're going to move on to some secondary colors and tertiary colors, not too many. But this one from Van the Man Unusual.
When the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping, in the misty morning fog with our hearts a-thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la 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 la. grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing? Sha la 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 la.
From Van the Man Morrison, from the summer of 1968, I believe, make that 67, between my sophomore and junior years. It hit number 10. I don't know how it could have missed one, because that song has been covered all through these decades by all kinds of performers. It seems to strike a chord with everyone. You know, if you wanted to do like the Rolling Stone review of it, you'd say something about, you know, evocative of adolescent love, and pretty much that's correct. But like that one, and sorry I didn't get to number one, but here it's always number one. Now we're going to take a break from, well, we've done the primary colors. We're going to depart from the secondary and tertiary just for one song, which is about the absence of color. Take a wild guess and wonder if perhaps some Chicano band like the Thunderbirds did a cover of this, because I want to say on the outset that it sounds kind of like a Chicano you know, L.A. Latino song. And it could be. I mean, it was done by a Spanish group, as in Spaniards, Los Bravos. And that was from, again, another summer 1966 hit. It topped out at number 4 in the U.S. It was one of these songs that, I mean, if nobody actually loved it, it was on the radio, nobody, like, turned it off because, I mean, it was a quick song, was a rapid beat, and it was just, didn't offend anybody, I don't think. So the absence of color is represented by Black is Black, Los Bravos. Now we're going to go to a song that we're going to use to represent the presence of all colors. White lies in her blue eyes. It was not necessarily a bullet for the group Bullet. It didn't do any better than number 28 in early 1972. But it's kind of funny because this song is obviously forgotten. The group is a one-hit wonder. But let's see. In Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving 1973, myself, Cute Paul, Pilot Pete, and Stuttering Jack, the four of us thought it a good idea, and we're all six-footers, to jump in Pete's VW Beetle and drive down from Jersey to Oklahoma, not too far from the Texas border and the Red River. Pete wanted to go to southeastern state, Oklahoma. And he wanted to go down and take a look around, I guess maybe even do some pre-registration. I'm not sure how that all went. And we had very little time to do it. Hence, at least three of us could drive. Jack couldn't. And so we never stopped. We just drove all the way down and all the way back, and it was hellacious weather going down. As soon as we left, we almost went into a 360 on Route 80 because there was some sleet that was falling. We had snow all the way through to Ohio. It was horrible. But anyway, on the way back, at some truck stop, some 76, Union 76 truck stop in eastern Pennsylvania, we stopped in a diner. And I saw the song in the, you know, the little jukebox things there on the end of the tables. And I thought about it. I mean, the song came out in early 72, and I forgot that it was even around. I said, you know, I think I'd like to hear it. And I'm kind of sure that it might have even had a brief crossover in country and western. And so, I mean, the song was forgotten like a year later, and it was good to hear it. And that's enough of that. So White Lies in Her Blue Eyes, Bullet from 1972. And that represents the presence of all color, which is white. Now, if you think that I forgot to tell you who did the introductory song, because I did, it was Marshall Tucker, Searching for a Rainbow. And that was from a 1975 album. The Caldwell brothers, Tommy and Toy, fronted Marshall Tucker. Their story is almost as tragic as the Allman Brothers as far as death. So suffice it to say that I'm sure you all heard Marshall Tucker, know a couple of songs by him, really big in the country rock stuff in the mid to late 70s. And they had the first song, which was the title track of Searching for a Rainbow. Now we're going to go on to two more colors, which are pretty prominent in civilization and always have been. And for good reason. They're also precious metals. And this represents the first color.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister?
Yeah.
representing gold from America, golden hair. Number one in 1975, and the second of two number one hits that America would have, the first being Horse with No Name in 1972. 3 years later, they had Sister Golden Hair, if you will. And it's funny because this group and CCR have members that were part of the military. And, of course, there's this whole thing about, oh, it was rock and roll, a psyop advanced by at least the military. I don't know about that. But where's McGowan when you need him? But we had Fogarty, who was in the service with CCR. And two or three of these guys were military brats in America. And nobody ever said anything about Elvis. He was in the military, too. What do you think? All right, one more song left. You lucky people, we'll be out of here very shortly. I might even make it under an hour. Hot dog. Well, if we did the precious metal gold, what's left? Well, the answer would be silver. And we spoke about this singer last time around, but we didn't play anything by her. Now we are. And here it is. So there she is, Linda Ronstadt, about whom we spoke in the last Visigoth's Clubhouse, because she sang so many songs by Karl Ivanov. And like I said, there was this symbiotic relationship. This was not a big deal. But everybody kind of got to know Ivanov because of Ronstadt. And here she is singing a song that was written in the mid-50s. And this thing, because it's got that country element to it, kind of was on both charts later on, but early on it was strictly country, and it was covered by the likes of Skeeter Davis. If you remember, Nobody Knows It's the End of the World by the Everly Brothers. And you're going to love this. The Grateful Dead, the Cowsills did it, Johnny Rivers too. So there you go. Five of those groups can't all be wrong. Ronstadt had a top 20 country hit with it in 1973, and of course it was on her albums and played on also on FM. No real big deal. So that represents the second of the two precious metals, the color silver. Silver Threads and Golden Needles. We got that one in, too. And that rounds out Searching for a Rainbow. Whoa,
for a little while. Can you bring back times that were once so real?